Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is December 8th, 2020, and this is what's happening. Well, the Hail Mary is one of the scariest, craziest plays in football. It happens when, at the end of the game, you have no real shot of winning. But in some wild hope of a prayer, the quarterback throws the ball high into the air, into the end zone, and just hopes for the best. Kind of like when I do a power floss right before my dental appointment, right? It's a last ditch effort. I'm just hoping for the best. Well, how did it get the name Hail Mary anyways? You know what? Ask a Catholic. I have no idea. But here are some recent Hail Marys.
Shotgun. Murray out of the pocket. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Murray heaves it downfield.
But can the receivers get far enough down the field?
Rodgers in trouble.
It's going to get there.
He turned 32 yesterday. Does he have a vintage moment in him? In the end zone, it is caught for the win!
Well, President Trump's legal supporters are throwing up their own Hail Mary. Several Republican lawmakers are asking the United States Supreme Court to halt the vote certification process of the election results in Pennsylvania. Now, this is a desperation heave as the clock is running out. I mean, their complaint alleges that procedures employed in the 2020 election that allowed for absentee voting violated the state's constitution. Apparently, prior to 2020, the Pennsylvania courts were consistently rejecting any attempt to amend the absentee voting procedures by statute. No, instead, they have emphatically said that any changes to the absentee voting procedures can only be accomplished via a constitutional amendment. Well, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito has now asked Pennsylvania officials to respond by tomorrow, Wednesday, December 9th. Well, the pass is in the air. Let's see how this one plays out. Also in the news, Brianna Hill took the Illinois bar exam recently. Now, this in and of itself, not exactly newsworthy. I mean, great job, Brianna. You did something millions of others have already done. Well, that and then some. You see, Brianna is the first person in recorded history to take a bar exam while giving birth. That's right. I didn't stutter. The bar exam is a two-day process in most states, and during the first day, she went into active labor during the test. Now, if you have ever taken a bar exam, you know that if you even get up to stretch mid-exam, the sharpshooter standing in the corner, they're trained to take you out. It's serious stuff. So she just stayed in her seat and endured the labor pains. Well, after day one, when the others went home, you enjoyed a quiet evening prepping for the next day, Brianna went to the hospital and delivered a child. Hey, we all prepare in our own unique ways, right? To each their own. So the next day, she completed the second day's exam from her hospital bed. Brianna said, "I really hope I pass, but I'm mostly just proud that I pushed through and finished." Well, what pushing were you referring to, Brianna? You know what? Doesn't matter. She was successful in both pushes and passed the exam. Guys, do not try that while passing a kidney stone. Well, that's our update for December 8th, 2020.